Thank you.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. Can you imagine what someone might make with these things? An empty tin can, a lid, and some tops. Well, I'll just take these to the kitchen. Are you curious enough to watch me put them together? Okay. Let's go to the kitchen. Hi, fish. Tin can. Top. That's one top in there. Two tops and a whole bag of tops. So it's a shaker, a musical instrument. Mm-hmm. And one reason I wanted you to see an instrument like this is that there are people at Negri's Music Shop today who make and play all sorts of homemade instruments. And Joe told me that we were welcome to come over and see them if we wanted. So let's just go and do that now. I'll leave my own instrument right here and it'll be waiting for us on our return. We'll be back, fish. I love your music shop. All these instruments.
I'm glad you could get over so quickly. Yeah. Wait till you see this. It's really wonderful.
Good.
Come on, they're in the back room.
All right. Hi, Blaine.
Hi, Mr. Wood.
I'm glad to see you.
I brought you somebody. Hi, Brad.
I'd like you to meet Skip LaPlante.
Hello, Skip.
And this is John Bertels.
Hello, John. Hi.
I have a lot of stuff for you here.
I'd like you to know our television neighbor, Skip and John. I wonder what it's all about.
Well, they're going to show you, and I'm going to go back in there because I got a lot of customers in there.
Come back when you can.
I'll be back soon.
I'd like to know what you're doing.
Well, we make musical instruments out of trash and other things that we find.
Aha. And what were you working on when we came in?
I have a xylophone right here, just pieces of wood that I put up in a styrofoam box.
You mean these are just pieces?
Little pieces of wood.
What's it sound like?
It's all actually very important where we put things. If we put them down on the table, but if you put it on the box,
a little bit louder. I should say.
That same kind of thing here, we have different kinds of cans in different sizes. You notice that on Skip's xylophone, it's all different sizes.
Yes.
Well, that makes a difference in terms of the sound as well. So if you hit the bottoms of the cans. Like to take a shot?
You mean these are just empty cans?
Empty cans, that's right. You have to make sure they're empty. And one other thing you have to be very careful about is that there's no sharp edges.
Uh-huh.
You have to really check for that. That's one thing to watch out for.
Well, an adult can make them for you, and then you can play them.
Exactly.
I like that.
Got another instrument you can bang on.
What
these
is
are old jars. They're flip-flops.
Skip, that's beautiful. May I try that?
Sure, please.
I mean, these are just a pair of...
found them washed up on the beach.
These look like they have socks on or something.
If the glass hits the glass, you get that sound. And a lot of times when you play hard, they kind of just move around a little bit. So I didn't want that sound, and I had to change the instrument a little bit to make sure I didn't hear that.
And it
turned out it's a wonderful thing to do with your old socks.
Would you play them just once more?
Sure.
That sounds... Oh, that's beautiful. That is just beautiful. Have you always been interested in things like this? I mean...
Well, it seems to me the very first instrument I built as a kid was just a chunk of metal which I hung from a string, and I just hit it with a piece of wood. And we actually have something here that's very similar to that. If you'll step over in this direction.
Sure.
We have some beautiful wind chimes here. And you can see that these are sort of, you know, the numbers that maybe go on the front of a house. And if you'd like to just sort of hit them.
You just go.
There you go. It's important that you don't take off the numbers from your house, however, because otherwise the mailman can't deliver your mail.
I guess not.
So. And then these are all just keys. So whenever your locks get changed or something, people give us the keys, and that's what we turn them into wind chimes.
That is just beautiful sound.
And then these over here, these are the tops of frozen juice cans. And actually, what I'd like you to do is just blow them really gently. It's great. So even the lightest breeze can create a beautiful sound from these things.
I should say. And that's sort of how you started, John.
That's how I started, yeah, exactly. And then over here, Skip was a string player when he started. And he played lots of string instruments. And
fancy one here. You need a string, mm-hmm. and pretty much all string instruments have some kind of box, so you can make them out of a lot of different things. I really like to use styrofoam, because when you use styrofoam on an instrument, it makes a very loud instrument.
So that's just a hollow styrofoam box.
This is the important part. You have to be able to make the string tight somehow. So a lot of times instruments use very fancy things. This is a dollar turnbuckle from a hardware store. And with that, I can pull the string real tight.
And you use a bow,
and
do you?
I use a bow.
That's just wonderful.
This one's sort of similar. This is just a long cardboard tube with some plastic string mounted on it, and then this is a dog food can and a little piece of wood on top. Mm-hmm. And this does the same exact thing that the styrofoam does. It helps to make the instrument a little bit louder.
How do you play it?
Well, you can play it by going like this, uh-huh. and you can change the sound by pushing on the strings, and that makes this side tighter, and so it makes the sound go higher. You want to try that out?
Sure.
That's actually very similar to a Brazilian instrument called the birimbau, where they play on the bottom as well.
Well, you use tubes a lot, don't you?
We use tubes for everything. This one actually doesn't sound. This is just a tube to hold the instrument with and look cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is a shoebox guitar. You can do this with pretty much any kind of cardboard box, styrofoam box. Lots of rubber bands on it.
Could I try that?
Sure.
Oh, that's very nice. That reminds me. Hey, Joe.
I'm going to get my guitar here.
Well, I have this rubber band guitar.
Are you having fun?
I'll say. They have wonderful things here.
Hey, would you like to make some music?
Sure.
Certainly.
We kind of have to decide what instruments to play. You know what, Fred?
I think
you ought to play the tube trombone.
Oh.
These are tube trombones, and the important thing about it, you can use that one. The important thing to do is to make your lips buzz. So you go like this. If you can do that. Perfect. It's like a horse.
And you blow in there?
You blow in there, and then you slide it back and forth.
You're a natural.
Great. Well, let's play something.
Well, I'm going to play the straw.
Oh, the straw?
Yeah, this is just a regular old soda straw, and I've snipped one corner, and I snipped the other corner, and I put some holes in it, and I bite down with my lips, and I get this sound.
Just like that.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to play the xylophone.
You're going to play the xylophone, Skip? All right.
What do you want us to play?
How about a march?
All right.
I'll give you an introduction.
We'll follow you,
All right,
Joe.
Here we go. Ready? Huh? Good job.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one to play.
That is
you know
a
what?
Hard
let me
play.
Let me give you one that's a lot easier to play than that. It doesn't make yourself out of breath. You
All
just
right.
This is just a straw from a sports bottle, you know, like ones that you drink from.
What do you do?
And you just blow.
Very nice.
That's a wonderful instrument.
May I have that?
Absolutely. That's with our compliments, right, Skip?
Sure. Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
Wonderful to meet you.
I wish you well. Boy, you all make beautiful, beautiful instruments.
Well, Fred, I'm not going to see you out. I'm going to stay here and work on some more music
all right.
with these two.
Have a good workshop.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Should we try that song again?
Yeah, it's like that.
Have a good day. Good things you can do with your imagination when you want to. Let's have some make-believe. Last time we pretended that King Friday the 13th told people they weren't to be curious. Cancel all curiosity, he said. Well, if you're somebody who loves to think about things and learn about things, it's almost impossible to cancel curiosity. Anyway, Purple Panda and his friend Little Panda have been pinging in and out of the neighborhood of make-believe. And Daniel Tiger has been wondering what it would be like to live in a truck. So let's just pretend more about our neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, Trolley. I wish I could go and come the way you and Purple Panda do.
I can try to teach you.
Oh, what do you do first?
Just stand very still.
Okay.
Now ping.
But I don't know how to ping.
Like this.
I guess I'll never learn that.
Oh, hi, Tuesday. How are you?
Oh, all right, I guess.
Well, you don't sound all right to me.
Well, I've been trying to ping like Little Panda.
You mean traveling the purple way?
Yes, I just can't do it.
I see. Hey, how would you like to travel by truck?
What do you mean?
Well, Daniel was curious about how it would feel to live in a truck instead of a clock, so I've been helping him. I have another part here for him.
Hi, Little Panda.
Hello. I just thought of something about pinging.
What is it?
If I hold somebody smaller than I am, I can ping both of us.
Oh, well, I'm smaller than you are.
Want to try?
Sure. Where will we go?
Hey, how about going to Daniel's place, and I can meet you there?
Good idea.
Just sit in my arms, Tuesday.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Tuesday? Little? It worked. Let's go see if they're already over at Daniel's place.
Oh, boy, that was so much fun. Hey, Daniel, come here.
You did it.
Yes, it worked fine.
It worked, Daniel.
What worked?
Little Panda pinged us over here to your clock.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. But my clock is going to be a truck, isn't it, Mr. Aber?
It's going to look like a truck.
So I can see what it's like to live in a truck.
That's something Daniel's been curious about, just like you, Tuesday, have been curious about pinging.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we could ping to some other place, Little Panda?
Sure.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Hop on.
Next time you come back, we can all play inside my truck.
Okay, Daniel, see you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, the way they travel.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now let's do some more work on your truck.
Oh, all right.
I have this big piece here.
Now, I wonder where that goes.
Oh, I'll show you.
Okay.
It goes.
Oh, hey, can I help you there?
Oh, I'd appreciate that very much.
Hi, Handy.
Hi, Daniel. Oh, boy. It
slides right in there. That's it, Handy.
Got here in
Look
time,
at this.
Oh, did indeed.
Wow.
That's a big piece.
That's fine.
All right.
Like that.
Hey, I was just wondering. I got this supply, and this was in it. And I wondered if anybody needed it.
It's just the piece we need, isn't it, Daniel?
Well, I don't know. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Where does it work?
Oh, okay.
Slide that.
That's
right
where
on
it
there.
Goes. Oh, look.
You all right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Wow.
How about that?
It
all
really looks
my
great.
Truck.
One more thing.
What is that? Oh,
I was wondering. Your place does look like a truck, Daniel.
Yes, I was curious to know what it would be like to live in a truck.
Well, now you can know.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Aber. Thank you. I'll see you all later. I'm going inside my truck.
Bye, Daniel. Nice job, neighbor Aber.
Thanks, Andy. It was fun. Now I need to get back to my other job in Westwood.
Well, hope you have a good day.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Every new day is a good day.
Today is new. It's new to everyone you meet. It's new to you.
The houses on the street are waking up now. Today is up now. Today is new. It's new with time and space and things we want to do.
The sparrow tries its wings and sings a new song, a just for you song.
We know each morning brings a brand new day.
And though we sometimes wish for yesterday, today is new. It's new to everyone you meet, it's new to you.
What say we try to greet it in a new way?
Right. Say, Happy New Day. Today is new. Happy New Day, Handy.
Bye, neighbor.
La, la, da, da. La, la.
Hello, handyman.
Hi, Panda. You really surprised me.
Sorry, I was looking for little Panda.
Oh, he and Tuesday were pinging together just a little while ago.
Where did they ping to?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'd better look for them. Sometimes this fast travel has its limitations.
Looks like mighty special to me. Ooh.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I trust that no one is being curious today.
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I have canceled curiosity, you know.
So I've heard, but...
No buts about it, handyman.
Aren't you curious about anything?
Such as?
Well, such as how Trolley knows exactly when to come.
Predictable scheduling.
Hi, Trolley.
Greetings, Trolley.
That'll do just fine.
So Daniel has his place looking like a truck, and Prince Tuesday is pinging around with little Panda. I wonder where they are. We'll think more about that make-believe neighborhood next time. Right now, the fish needs some food. There you are, fish. See who's at the door. It's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Welcome.
Did you ever wonder how people make these?
Cones for ice cream?
That's right.
Sure, I've wondered.
Well, this will show you how.
Will you tell us about it?
Show and tell, I certainly will. We'll put it on picture picture.
All right.
And I'll tell you all about it.
Okay. How people make cones for ice cream.
When people make cones for ice cream, they start by making a batter out of flour, vanilla, and water.
It looks like he's making a lot of pancakes or waffles.
Oh, yes, it does. The ingredients are very similar.
Uh-huh.
Now, when it's finished mixing, this man goes to the controls and sends the batter to another machine.
Lots of machines, aren't there?
Lots of machines. It goes through these pipes and over to this big oven, where this man is working.
Oh, look at those. Those molds, huh?
That's right. The batter is squirted into those molds. One squirt for each cone, three at a time.
Look at that.
Then the molds go for a ride around this big circle and get heated by these flames.
Is that how the cones get baked?
Yes, it is. The cones get heated by all those flames until they're baked just right.
They're baking, baking, baking all around. That's fun to watch. Now, what happens next?
When the cones go the whole way around, they're finished baking. But there's usually some extra around the edges that needs to be trimmed off.
Look at them. Look at them jumping down there.
Down they go.
Now where's the extra?
Well, you'll see in a moment. You see, they're trimming it.
Oh, yes.
There it is again. Now watch. That's the extra.
I see. And then the trimmed cones come out there.
Right you are.
Now what's he doing?
Well, he's checking to make sure the cones have been baked just right. Now the finished cones go for another ride where they get stacked with other cones.
Moving along.
Moving along, getting stacked.
Look at all those cones.
Well, the cones need to be packaged, so this woman takes the stacks of cones and puts them on this belt. This woman sets the controls for the packaging machine.
Well, what's that?
Well, that's the plastic that will make the wrappers for the cones. It keeps them fresh when they get put into boxes to go to stores or ice cream shops.
Uh-huh.
Now watch how the plastic goes over the cones. There it goes.
Looks like they're ready.
They're ready. And that's how people make ice cream cones.
You certainly show us lots of interesting things, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'm curious about many things.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. But right now, I'm going to put some ice cream in this cone and deliver it to Betsy.
Oh, good.
As a matter of fact, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with Speedy. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to Betsy.
To Betsy.
That's right.
Do you think you could sing that song one more time?
Sure. What is this?
You ready? Oh. I just made these instruments.
Okay, here we go. If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Big finish. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Very good. Nice. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you for the company and the accompaniment. Okay, see you around the neighborhood.
Give Betsy my best. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Speedy delivery, speedy delivery to you. We do a lot of things together, don't we? I really like being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have things we want to talk about next time. Things to talk about and things to do together. I like being with you. I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.